If you are looking for a traditional woman, but you don't have a passport because you ain't got, I'll tell you where you could find one. One of two places. First place you could find a traditional woman is at the church. Second place you could find a traditional woman is at the mosque.
Culture of trying to match someone's energy to get something that you want out of them that they have not offered without the tricks and frills.
I am the naked dancing neighbor. I just looked out my window to see somebody sitting on the steps looking at me shaking my ass. I really, really hope that they enjoy the free show that they get.
The worst pain is getting played by a person you lower your standards for. True story.
Hey there. I've actually been meaning to ask you a question. Are you a good boy?
Okay, I can show a little bit. If you want to see more, you know where to find it.
I've died at least 7 times. I rise on the third day every time.
High value men love inaccessible women.
Before she cooks, I want to show you the type of women that you get in the West. In addition to obesity, OnlyFans, and career-minded women.
It is not required of me to make your plate, right? Like, I am not your mom. I'm not required to clean up after you. I'm not required to cook for you. I'm not required to do anything for you.
Free masterclass on how to be a sugar baby without giving up any sugar.
A lot of people got something to say about the fact that I got 6 kids with 6 different men. So I'm just gonna tell y'all why it is better to do it this way. If I had 6 kids with all the same dude, I get 34% of his income, which is only $680 a month. If I got 6 kids with 6 different dudes, I get 17% from each one of them, which is $340 a month from each one. $340 a month times 6 baby daddies is $2,040. So why don't you have 6 baby daddies?
Most women want to get married while they in their prime.
In what country? I don't know, the hell with all that. Men want to settle down later on in their life because that's when they hit their financial stride. I'm going to the hell with all that. In what country? Females we know be trying to drop it like it's hot in their prime. They out here trying to live their best life. Females out here talking about they want to gain experience for their husband. Like, since when the hell did we want used products? Now, in what country? Answer me. She went on to say 90% of women want to marry in their prime. I mean, I may agree that 90% of women want to marry an athlete, a musician, or somebody rich in their prime, but married in their prime? Nah. In what country?
Girl.
I'm sure you've heard men tell you that you're gonna lose your value after 30, after 35, no one's gonna look at you. You need to hurry up and get a man so you don't become unwanted, old, angry, bitter women. And I'm unsubscribing from that agenda, and I'm gonna break it down for y'all why I'm actually unsubscribing from this agenda. First and foremost, women are aging better than men. Let's just put that out there. We wear sunscreen, we take care of ourselves, we get work done, whatever it takes. We age better than y'all. We do. And we actually go to the doctor when we have a health issue, which is why we look better at the same age than y'all do. That's one.
Gee, 92% of the cosmetic procedures done in the United States are by female patients, and only 8% are done by male patients. And these women are between the age of 30 to 40, 40 or 45 or so.
Two. Just because a woman is over the age of 30 or 35 doesn't mean she's not getting any attention, okay? Because like I just said, women age better than men. And older women still get their coochie ate. Older women still get drinks bought for them at the bar on the rare occasion that they go out. Older women still get catcalled. Older women still get attention, period.
The issue here is not about whether these women get laid. It's about these women getting married. What are the chances of them getting married at that age? What are their marriage prospects for them? That's the issue. It's not about whether these women get laid or not. Like, of course they do.
The older a woman gets, the less she cares about what people think of her. You know why? Because her confidence in herself grows. She stops caring about the opinions of others. That includes what men think of her. Four, it has been scientifically proven that women who remain single and don't have kids are happier into their older years than women who get married and have kids. Which brings me to my final point. The only thing that makes a woman over 30 lose her value is having kids with the wrong man. Think about it. The only reason why men think women over 30 lose their value is because their mom lost her value when she gave birth to their dusty ass and dedicated all her youth and her prime years to taking care of your dusty ass. Yeah, that's why dusty men want to have kids so fast and they want to have so many, because they know that when they give you a baby, you lose your value because you had a kid with a dusty guy. Now you have to dedicate your whole life to raising that kid. You can't just walk away. Simple. And yes, women do have a biological clock, but newsflash, freezing your eggs is now a thing and it's socially acceptable. So, in conclusion, age is not what makes a woman lose her value. A dusty man who gives her kids is. And that's why women are either A, waiting longer to have kids, or B, not having kids at all. Because that, you dusties, is what makes us lose our value, not our age. Our age has nothing to do with it. Okay, makes sense now? Thank you.
I keep seeing a lot of men under my posts say stuff like, you know, well, women, when y'all get over y'all 30s, y'all lose y'all value and don't nobody want y'all because y'all been ran through. A lot of y'all men, when y'all stitch my videos and y'all comment, I don't even pay attention to what y'all say, because every time I read a lot of y'all, you know, comments, or I look at your stitches or whatever, I just feel like I lose brain cells. Let me tell you something. Just because a woman is over the age of 30, that don't mean that she have a high body count. And that's just about how dumb y'all are, to where y'all think that just because a woman is younger, that she has a low body count. And just because a woman is older than 30 or 40, that she has a high body count.
We know the ones that are for the streets. And the fact that you're older now does not mean you never pass through the streets. I mean, come on.
These young girls in their 20s, they listen to Megan Thee Stallion. They listen to Cardi B. They look up to Ari. That's their role models. They in the city girl era. They in the sleep with as many men as you want to, and it's okay to be a hot girl era. These young girls are more in a free, come from a free generation. Who they listen to and who they look at and the rappers they look up to and everybody around them, not all of them, but a lot of them, are teaching them it's okay to be free and to sleep with who you want to sleep with and do what you want to do and who you want to do. They don't come from that generation in that era where their mothers taught them to be ladies and that, you know, you don't want to go around and make a bad name for yourself, you know, as the woman who's sleeping around with everybody. They don't come from that.
I feel your frustration. I really do. You can't compete with the younger ones now.